Good morning. Our question today is about stealing of customers and clients. So we'll just give an example. I actually have a real letter in my hand in front of me from an attorney in Israel, who another attorney tried to steal his clients. So the situation is as follows. Attorney number one, he has a consortium of investors that he represents, invested in a property, and I think it's in Ramat Gan, not far from Tel Aviv, and they have an investment, and there was a different attorney who she tried to steal his customers, his clients. And what he did was, attorney number one, he wrote a letter to the second attorney who tried to steal his clients, and he says, I'm going to request you to stay away from my clients, to stop trying to solicit them directly. You don't understand how serious an issue this is. And in fact, it's not the first time you have done this. You tried it once before, and I warned you at that point. You said you would refrain, and now you are continuing. And he ends off the letter saying, you really, if this continues, you really don't want to get into this with me. It's going to go to a place that neither of us want it to go to. So we here have an example of somebody who is trying to steal somebody's attorneys. Now, it's not like the second attorney is sending around a mass mailing, thousands of emails to a list that the attorney happened to come by and is saying, let me do your legal work for you in general. But in fact, the second attorney is targeting a list of customers, the first attorney's customers. So it's targeting them, and they are involved in a specific deal. And she is saying, let me represent you on that deal instead of the first attorney who is representing you. So based on what we discussed last time, we saw that when analyzing a question like this, there seemed to be two different rationales to look at. And the rationale number one was the fisherman's rationale, and we'll say it real quickly, that if you have a fisherman who set up a net, he's got bait in his net, and he's got the fish around there, and it depends how we read it. It's a machlokas of Rishonim, that either the fish are in his net already, or at least some of them, and fisherman two comes around and sets up his net in close proximity. Or even if the fish are not in the first net, but nonetheless there's no competition around, there's no other bait around, so the fish see the bait in the first net, so the first fisherman is confident that those are his fish. The Gemara, the Braisa, tells us that that second fisherman is required to distance himself, a distance, quite a distance, 2.5 miles, 8,000 amos, has to distance himself away from the first net. Otherwise, it's either, if it's the first view, that the fish may actually be in the first net, the second fisherman would be stealing those fish. Those fish are going to leave the net and go to the second net because they have, you may have other food, more enticing food, more bait. Or alternatively, it's not going to be a gezel gamor that those fish came out of the first net. But regardless, it's a form of gezel, not actually stealing, but a form of stealing, because those fish really were going to be going towards the first fisherman. He was confident it was his, and there wasn't competition around, and now a competitor comes. So we paskin that second fisherman has to distance himself. That is rationale number one. And if we apply that to our situation of the two attorneys here, so it could very well be that on this specific deal, the fish are in the net. Those fish are of the, those clients are the first attorneys. He represents them on that specific deal. She's not trying to ask them to do business on a future deal. It's that specific deal. They're in the net. They are represented, and she is trying to steal them out of that net. So indeed, that could be a serious problem. It's not that even that he expects to represent them. He is representing him on this deal. If it were on a future deal that she's trying to say, so then we get into a question of, does the first attorney have a long-term exclusive relationship with his customers, with his clients, such that they always come to him? So if that's the case, then we get into a shaila of something else, something related called ma'arofia, which means, are you allowed to bust up somebody's exclusive relationship? Even though he's not representing them on the next deal right now, but he would otherwise. So that's a shaila that we'll have to get into in the future. But here, apparently, we would have a parallel to the fisherman, that the second fisherman has to distance. So we would say that second fisherman she is not permitted to solicit those clients specifically to represent them on that deal. The second rationale that we got into was you're allowed to, based on the Gemara, if you have one business, the second business can open up next door. If it's a Schwitz house, the second person can open up a Schwitz right next door, a fruit store. Competition is permitted. And the rationale is that the second person coming along can say, just like you're doing business in your location, I am doing business in my location. So you've got your store, I've got my store. But based on that, you're not allowed to go into somebody else's store, for example, to steal customers. A can't go into B store, B cannot go into A store. So here, it could be, although it's not as clear on this rationale, that we have attorney number two going into A's store. But here we don't have physical stores, so it's not quite as bad as that example. She's trying to send letters, which isn't entering into a store per se. So it could be based on that second rationale, it's not problematic. But it seems to be that based on this first rationale, trying to pick off somebody's customers, clients, when they are actively engaged in representation, it doesn't have to be an attorney, it can be other areas as well, would indeed be problematic in this scenario. Have a wonderful day.